The news the world was waiting for came at about 8:30 p.m. London time.
Brooke.
Yes.
Okay, Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Cambridge, was safely delivered of a son at 4:24 p.m. local time.
God save the Queen!
Her Royal Highness and her child are both doing well and will remain in hospital overnight. So that's the news. A boy born at 4:24, which is just a few hours ago, £8. So wonderful news. You can hear the cheers.
Kate Middleton was in labor for about 10 hours before the birth. All the while, the crowds were gathering in anticipation of the news.
Well, it's been a sense of anticipation all day, but the crowds just ran towards Buckingham Palace. You can see them there now, and they are awaiting that gilded easel.
The gilded easel, a tradition since the 18th century, awaiting the formal birth announcement.
Ed Perkins coming out right now with the formal notification of the birth. Huge cheers from the crowds who have gathered here. He's got a big smile on his face. It's been a few hours since the birth. There he is, a big moment for him. He's only been in the job for less than a year. And the car goes off.
Off to Buckingham Palace, where the birth notification is handed to a royal aide who brings it inside to be framed. After that, the framed announcement is ceremoniously brought back outside and displayed to the world.
Well, there we have the Queen's press secretary. She has just placed the birth announcement on the gilded easel. This easel has only ever been used for Prince William's birth announcements.
Prince William stayed by his wife's side during the birth. He issued a statement saying, quote, "We could not be happier." The baby, who weighed a healthy 8 pounds, 6 ounces, is third in line for the throne, following his father and his grandfather, Prince Charles, who earlier in the day was accepting presents on behalf of his grandchild.
Thank you, Mitchell, thank you very much.
It's for the baby.
Right. But I'll see what I can do. I haven't quite appeared yet.
Prime Minister David Cameron called the birth a celebration for the country. And it was smiles all around for the medical team as the two royal obstetricians left the hospital.
Wonderful baby. Wonderful baby.
The royal baby's title will be His Royal Highness, Prince of Cambridge. And until he's named, he'll simply be known as Baby Cambridge.
Baby Cambridge sounds like a rapper, sort of. Max Foster, who broke the news, is joining us from outside the hospital. Christian Amanpour outside Buckingham Palace. And CNN royal commentators Katie Nicholl and Victoria Arbiter are joining me as well. So, Max, there was a four-hour gap between the baby's birth and the public announcement. What happened during that time?
Well, I was told by a royal aide that they just wanted to spend time together with the baby, the couple. They went through this all on their own. William was there throughout the labour. He's staying in the hospital overnight. As you can see, Anderson, the weather's back to normal here in the UK. The sun was never going to last long. But tomorrow morning, when they come out on the doorstep, there will be a hope for some sunshine. Because we're expecting, actually, William to come out and say a few words tomorrow morning. And after that, he will come out with his wife and baby. I mean, some people suggest it could be later. All the indications are, because the labour went so well, everyone's on good form. We'll see them tomorrow morning.
And are there sort of official celebrations at all planned?
Tomorrow morning, our time, a whole list of military engagements will be announced. I've got some details of that, but it's not being announced until tomorrow morning. So you are going to see some pretty spectacular displays. Gun salutes, for example. Sandhurst will be involved, where Prince William went to college, and various other military moments over the day. So it will be a day of ceremony tomorrow, and we'll be able to give you more details about that in the morning.